Welcome to Eat, Sleep, Move, a podcast devoted to helping you lose weight, get healthy, and have an amazing life. Here's your host, Wendy Wallace.
Hello again, everyone. I have got an incredible, seriously incredible interview for you to listen to. So over the past year and a half, I've been watching videos filmed by Bill Barlow as he documented his weight loss. I've watched him make tons of juice, make massive amounts of salad, and most impressively, lose 200 pounds in 1 year. I'm not kidding, 200 pounds in 1 year. I was so fortunate to be able to speak with Bill about his weight loss and ask for his advice on how we can all take what he has learned to lose weight and, most importantly, get healthy. This is part one of a two-part interview. Enjoy. So before we get started talking about your journey over the past year and a half, can you tell everyone who isn't familiar with you who you are and what it is that you've accomplished in the past year and a half? And then we'll talk about the how.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a big one. First of all, my name is Bill Barlow. And what I have accomplished in the last year and a half, in my eyes, is monumental. I never thought that I would be able to accomplish as much as I did, as quickly as I did. And I feel that my body had a lot to do with that, along with the teachings of the people that I followed. But I basically have been able to save my life in the last year and a half. And that's a very tough thing for me to fathom. I basically have now lost over 200 pounds in the last year and a half. And I was in, back on November 7th of 2010, I was dying. And I had to do something, and so I basically saved my life by what I have accomplished. So, and
let's back up though. How much back in November of 2010? How much did you weigh?
You know, it was hard for me to find a scale that, you know, you just couldn't walk into anywhere and just jump on a scale and it would go up to, you know, it would peg out at, I guess most of the scales, you know, go about 300, 350, and I would just peg those. But I did find some scales and that I was able to step on and get a reading. And I was 465 pounds.
Okay. And what health issues were you dealing with back then?
Oh, gosh. Blood pressure, sugar levels were through the roof. The blood pressure was rising by the week. My chest pains were so bad during the day, and they would come and go, and they were sharp, very sharp pains in the center of my chest. That I literally had to take my fingers and push them into my chest and try to pull apart my sternum and take my body and spread it apart. And I don't know what that was doing inside, but it was relieving the pain somewhat, and then it would go away. And I would also have to take my arms and take them to my side and out straight from my shoulders and take them back as far as I could to try to stretch my chest apart to relieve the pain, and it would come and go, and it would come about every 5 or 6 days, and I knew that a heart attack was coming. I knew it was. I felt it. Mm-hmm. I felt it. I knew it in my mind. Another problem I had is I couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
I could not walk. And so my legs were turning colors because of lack of circulation. I couldn't breathe. And I couldn't sleep lying down.
Mm-hmm.
I had to sleep in a 45 degree angle, like a recliner. There had been times in the past before November 7th that I was laying in a bed and I almost died, because of, liquids coming back into my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I couldn't do that. And so I was in trouble.
But today,
I was in total trouble.
Today, though, 200 pounds less, life must be very, very different these days.
Life is extremely different for me today than it was on November 7th of 2010. I have lost the weight. The discoloration in the legs is going away. I'm able to walk as far as I want to. I'm able to rebound on my rebounder. I'm able to now jog. I'm able to do whatever I want, basically. I literally feel the strength coming back into my body tenfold now. It's amazing how I feel now. I don't have a shortness of breath. I feel completely different in a year and a half.
So we're going to talk about what it is that you did to accomplish this monumental, achievement. But before we get into that, I wanted to ask you about your life before that day in November. Like, what is it that led to the weight gain? What was your life like, prior to that, in terms of your eating habits, in terms of, working out, and obviously, your health, as you gained weight, the health issues, began to pile up. So, tell me about your weight history, I guess would be the best question.
Well, I was fortunate as a child and through my teenage years where I was an athlete. I played football. I lifted weights. I was very active. I had a great physique, very strong, extremely strong. I used to squat over 600 pounds, and I used to take a full barbell and load it with about 175 pounds and lift that up with one arm. I was extremely strong. My legs are extremely, used to be extremely strong, and my upper body was like rock. At about age 35, I started noticing things sliding away. And what was odd is that this, over a period of time, crept up. It doesn't happen one day you wake up and all of a sudden you're 465 pounds, you can't walk, you can't breathe, and you've got chest pains, and you know you're going to die. I mean, it slowly creeps up on you. And so, but looking back on my life, age 35 is when it just started a little bit. And it kept getting progressively worse. And my diet consists of, fast food, pastas, dairy, grains, ice cream, the normal sad diet that everybody is used to. And my parents, they didn't know. They had no idea. So they taught me it's meat and potatoes, and it's soda or it's milk or, very little water, very little vegetables. And so basically from the age of teenager all the way into my 50s, I enjoyed a lot of meat and potatoes and starches and grains and dairy, a lot of cheese and things like that. You know, all the fast food places that you can name. And what happens, and what I noticed in my body, is as my body stopped processing these foods the way that it did before when I was younger, and the weight started coming onto my body, and the inflammation started coming into my body, and the joints started to swell, and they started to hurt. And so that's what slows you down. And so the food attacks your body in a way that it makes it so the body slows down, which makes it even worse. It compounds the problem, because now you're not as active. And the calorie intake that you're taking in, you know, the 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day, you're not burning anymore. The body's not processing it anymore. The organs are shutting down, and you're not moving, so you're not burning that off.
Go ahead, sorry.
That's what I noticed.
Well, so yeah. Then would you say, like, primarily what was going on during that time after 35 was just that you had grown used to eating a certain way, not just the kinds of foods, but the amount of food, and that just over time that it wasn't working for you, you know, your body was kind of rebelling against it, for lack of better words, but you didn't change it up? I mean, was that the primary thing that was going on? Because I'd have to wonder about, was there anything like emotional or what was going on in your life, you know, in other areas that might have caused the weight gain, or was it just bad eating?
Well, you know, that's a fantastic question, Wendy. There have been things that have happened throughout my life, just like everyone. Everyone has a story, and everybody has things that have happened in their life. I really can't say that there was one event or many events that took place that allowed me to slip into this, other than the food. I feel that if I would have... if my parents would have been educated better and would have taught me a different way of eating and drinking, then I feel I could have gone through the same emotional things that I did, mm-hmm. and not have it affect me as bad, I'll say.
Oh, okay.
I won't say not at all, I'll say as bad.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't say that I went to food to numb myself, but I can say that when I went to food to satisfy myself, that it just was the wrong food. You know, what I noticed was when I was on the SAD diet and I had to eat more and I had to eat more and I had to eat more, the reason why is that I wasn't getting the energy out of the food that I now know comes out of the food that I eat now. And so I was literally eating anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 calories a day just to survive. I wasn't running any marathons. I wasn't doing anything. That was just to go from point A to point B, where now I'm not ingesting anywhere near those calories, and I've got extra energy when I'm ready to go to sleep at night.
Right.
And so it's, you know, so I can't say that it was an emotional thing that led me to the food.
But, you know, the other question that comes up, though, is, again, before we dive into the changes that you made, is also, you know, if you were an athlete, that usually plays a big role in someone's identity and how it is that they see themselves. So even though you were, you know, in your 30s and probably, you know, maybe you were focused more on career or, you know, taking care of your home rather than athletics, was it difficult as you were gaining weight And also maybe having inklings along the way that maybe you should be changing up the way that you ate, that you, like, it was difficult to kind of realize that you weren't that athlete anymore. And that you needed to make that shift in mindset and also a shift in lifestyle and let go of your athletic life or as it once was. Does that make sense?
Well, total sense. That makes perfect sense. In you betcha. I noticed. I didn't notice in one day. What I noticed was, hey, I'm not fitting into these jeans anymore. Or this shirt looks really tight on me, so I need to go get some different clothes. And why is this happening to me? And so, after a period of time, I thought, well, I'm gaining weight for some kind of reason. I better look at some kind of diet that's out there or something. And so I started looking at different diet plans, and this happened over a period of time. I'm not talking about this all happened at age 35. I'm talking through from age 35 to age 45. This is what was happening to me, and I was dumbfounded of what was happening, And another thing is, let's say you come home, you have some chicken, you have some potatoes, you may have some rice. You've got some milk there, or you have a soda, and that's your dinner, and then you have some ice cream, or you have a pie, or you have something for dessert, and your friends are sitting there, and they're eating the same way you're eating, mm-hmm. except maybe it hasn't caught up with them yet. So you look at them, and you go, well, what's happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Or you have another friend that's extremely obese, and he eats the same way you do, and you go, gosh, I don't want to be like that.
Right.
I don't want to have that happen to me. And so, but I didn't know the truth. I had no idea. But you betcha, questions were starting to ring out in my mind of why this was happening to me, and I was starting to look for answers, but I never found the right answer until November 7th, 2010.
Okay, so the next question I want to ask you is kind of a serious one. I know from watching your videos and listening to you speak that what changed for you was that you went on YouTube and you found Dan McDonald, the Life Regenerator, as he's known, his videos, and you contacted him. Now, I want to say that, I've been watching Dan's videos for about 2 years, and I've had two consultations with him. And I remember the first time I talked to him, he said to me, "Do you want to live?" And I remember hearing actually various people who coach people and do raw food coaches, I guess you could call them, who have asked the same question. And there are actually a lot of people who don't want to live. And so I'm wondering at that time, because I couldn't help but think of this question, because at that time in November for you, here your body was deteriorating, and it must have been, really overwhelming and disappointing. And obviously you were still looking for solutions to try and change things, but was there a moment when you were like, you know what, I just don't know if I even want to be here anymore? And if there was that moment, how did things shift for you when you decided that you did want to live?
Wendy, this is hard. This is the hard part for me. I don't know if I'll ever get over this. I knew I was dying. I knew that I could have died that day. I knew that I had minutes to live. Literally, I felt that I was so large that if the heart attack came, that it was going to put me down. And no one would be able to bring me back. And if they brought me back, it'd have been a miracle. And if they brought me back, I may have you know, lost the use of my right-hand side or my left-hand side or my legs or whatever, because there was going to be a lack of oxygen to my brain. And you know, I wanted to live. I never had the idea that I want to check out now, that I want to give up. Now, would I have denial? Oh, sure, I had denial. You know, I would try to go shopping. A simple task of going shopping was huge. Walking from my living room to my vehicle and then driving to the store and then walking from my vehicle, and I would try to park as close as I could because I knew that I only had so many steps left. And so walking in the store was very painful, excruciating pain, just going from the vehicle into the store. So I knew that the store that I picked had different chairs that I could sit in. I knew where they were located. And if they moved the store around, I was really in trouble. But usually I could find the chair and I would rest there for 2 or 3 minutes, and then I would get up and I would walk another 4 or 5 minutes and have to sit right back down because the pain was literally just excruciating in my knees, in my feet, and in my back because of the weight that I was carrying. And then the pains would start in my chest and everything. And so I knew that my time was limited. And so that's what I was doing when I found Dan McDonald, is I was on the internet looking for answers. But at the same time, I want to also tell everybody that at the same time, I had a plate of roast beef and Swiss cheese in front of my face, and I was no bread. I figured, well, if I don't eat the bread, see, this is how I was trained. This is what the people tell you. Oh, don't eat the bread if you don't, you know, if you don't want to, you know, you want to be healthier, have a healthier sandwich, don't eat the bread. Right. And so I had Swiss cheese and I had roast beef, and I was literally getting ready to eat that, and it was a plateful. And but I did not want to die. I didn't want to die. It would have been easy. It would have been easy. God could have taken me out in a second. In a second. I was there. I was already there. It would have been easy for him. Mm. Very easy. And it didn't happen. It just didn't happen, and I wanted to live. And that's why I'm here today. I hope I answered your question.
No, definitely. And we're thankful that you are. Definitely. So we've talked a lot about like what happened up until the point where you found Dan. So talk about that day and your interaction with Dan, and then tell me about what happened right afterwards. And then let's say for the first week that you made these dramatic changes.
So as I said before, I'm sitting here on the internet looking for answers. And I had already tried, you know, Weight Watchers and Nutrisystems Systems and Atkins and Southeast and all the cabbage soup that you can have and, you know, and everything. And so none of that worked. And I was just getting worse and I was scared. I was scared to death. And so I'm on the internet and I come across a gentleman named Dan McDonald on November 7th, 2010. And I even know the time that it happened because I recorded a message. It was 12:45 in the afternoon. And I found his videos. And there he was in front of his trailer in Washington. And he had fruits and vegetables on a table with a juicer. And I just watched these videos, and I listened to every word that he said and how simple it was and what it would do for the body. And and you know, and what effects it would have on everyone. And I had questions in my mind because, you know, I was going, well, you know, I've heard of salads before, but I've never seen this juicer thing. I've never looked at it from this aspect of taking the vegetables and the fruits and putting them in a device and drinking, and how much content you could literally put in the juicer and drink that, where you could never put that amount of content in your stomach in one time. And at the same time, I was looking at other videos, and I also found another individual that was basically doing the same thing, which was Dave the Raw Food Truck Driver. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I connected with Dave the Raw Food Truck Driver in a different way than Dan. I listened to Dan's message, but I looked at Dave the Raw Food Truck Driver and the health issues that he was having and the profound results that he was receiving. And I said, wait a minute, because I looked at Dan and he's 110 pounds soaking wet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, it looks like this gentleman has been, you know, thin all his life. And I'm not sure that he was able, he had to go through the same tribulations that I had to go through. But I looked at Dave the Raw Food Truck Driver and I thought, wait a minute, this gentleman was in trouble also. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he was dealing with a couple other diseases that I didn't think I had. I'm not saying I didn't have them. Right. I didn't say I just didn't know. And so I connected both of those stories together. And what I did is I sent Dan... God, this is hard. I sent Dan an emergency email. And I told him what health issues I was having, and that I was dying. And I gave him my phone number. Fifteen minutes later, he was on the phone with me, and we talked for about an hour and a half. He listened to my health issues. He asked me some other questions about my life. He asked me about my diet. And then he told me what to eat, what to drink, when to eat, and when to drink. I was taking notes. And... you know, I was expecting, I had sheets of paper that I had taken out, thinking that he's going to give this big dissertation on what I need to do, because, you know, every other diet that I had, you know, you got to have a book, or you got to have this, or a recipe book, or you've got to know, you know, breakfast is different than dinner, and this is different than that, mm-hmm. and I was expecting to take a lot of notes, and he ended up telling me four items. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I literally had four items on my paper, and I thought, my gosh, I said, Dan, is that it? And he told me, yes, that's it, Bill. Mm-hmm. He said, that's it. And so here's what I did. Here's how his message resonated with me, and here's how I took action to save my life. The plate of Swiss cheese and roast beef that I had in front of me that I did not consume I took that into the kitchen and I threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took very large, those black trash bags that you get at the store, and I took everything, and I mean everything, out of the pantry and threw it away in the black trash bags. I have two fridges and two freezers, and they were full. They were full of meats and frozen foods, prepared foods, you know, and everything. They were full of everything. I emptied out the refrigerators. I emptied out all the freezers into the black trash bags. And I carried those bags to my truck. I threw them in my truck. I didn't put them on the side of my house where my brain would tell me that I need to go get those because I need to have that food or I'm going to die. I didn't allow my brain. I knew better. Mm-hmm. I knew my brain would be trying to trick me. And I knew this was a last chance for me. And so I took those black trash bags full of my food, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and I didn't care. And I took it to the dump, and I think it was part of my healing that I pushed those black trash bags over the edge into the dump. And at that point, I was crying. Because I was scared. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I didn't know. And so I was crying. And I got back in my truck. And I drove to the store. And I got as many fruits and vegetables and exactly what I was told to buy. And I came home. I didn't have a juicer. I had a blender. And I started making my stuff, and I started making fruit smoothies, and I started having salads, and I started drinking water. And I stopped drinking everything because I was on sodas before, and we won't even mention how many sodas I was drinking before. Oh my gosh! But it was nuts. It was nuts, and it wasn't a small glass. I mean, I had one of those 64-ounce things you get at 7-Eleven, and, oh, it was craziness. But I even ended up drinking sodas before this. I ended up in the hospital with stones and trying to pass stones, and but that was extremely painful. But we won't go into that. But anyways, so I started this new lifestyle. And I did it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was painful. It wasn't easy, but I needed to do it to save my life. But one thing I can tell you is that I started noticing results right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right away. And these were results that I hadn't noticed in my body in years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ordered a juicer online.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered the Breville juicer online. And then I ordered the Omega juicer online.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting more equipment. But basically, my diet at that point consisted of a fruit smoothie, which was huge, by the way, huge fruit smoothie. And a salad in the afternoon and a salad at night and water in between. And the first thing I noticed right away was, and I'll say this a nice way for everyone out there, my bathroom habits changed.
Right.
I mean, my bathroom habits changed like in the first 2 days. I mean, I needed to be real close to a bathroom, really, really close. And So that's basically how I started this journey that has led me to today.
Okay.
So, I hope I answered your question okay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And thank you for sharing that. So, you know, you bring up the thing about the soda. And, you know, that leads to, you know, the other question that I wondered about you, because you, and from what you've told me, you seem to be like just, it's almost like, you know, things kind of unfolded in a way to the point where when Dan called you back, you were ready. You didn't need to be convinced. You weren't on the fence. You were ready. So, you know, I know from my own experiences that, you know, there are certain things that happen in your life where it's almost like this switch is turned on in your brain and you go from having this habit. Like for me, for example, it was refined sugar. And, you know, I was in December, it was Christmas, like just, you know, just weeks ago. And I was eating refined sugar. And I always had this thought of like, I couldn't get through like PMS without chocolate and, you know, that sort of thing. And then, you know, January 1st came and I decided that I was going to make this year, 2012, is the year that I was going to get serious about this and no refined sugar. I used to fantasize about cupcakes and, make deals with myself about eating cake and cupcakes. And it just changed. But with certain other things that I'm eating, that change hasn't happened as rapidly. So when you, I'm curious then, you know, I can understand that taking the food to the dump was just, you know, an act like this profound act of a symbol also too of you really getting serious about this yourself and making the commitment to make this change. But then, and then, you know, going to the grocery store and trying out the fruits and vegetables and getting the juicers. But then what happens a couple of weeks later? Because it sounds like that switch just turned for you. But I would imagine your body would be going through withdrawals from wanting soda and also, you know, the carbs, like the bread, you know, like that kind of thing. So what was that? Tell me about the things that were easy to give up, I mean, for lack of better words, and the things that weren't so easy to give up and what you went through during that initial period.
You know, for me, and I can't answer for anybody else, but I had come to a point in my life, in my body shutting down, that I was scared. I was petrified. It was amazing that I was able to wake up in the mornings. In fact, when I would wake up in the morning, it was like I was looking into darkness, total darkness. And the reason why, even though that it was light outside or it was light in the room or whatever, and the reason why it was total darkness is I knew that I had another day to go through with all this pain. And fear is a great motivator. Fear is a great motivator. If you want to live like I did, then the change needed to be made. And I was thankful that the message that I found was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If the message that I found had not been the truth, and if it would have led me down a different path, but not the right path, you and I would not be talking right now. I can guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
I would already be gone.
But I'm gonna interrupt you for a second, though, because I want you to give the people who are listening some advice about that, because do you think, like, you were really scared, and the hope would be, like, even though that fear is a great motivator, the hope would be that somebody wouldn't have to get to the point where you were with dealing with the pain and a, you know, a lot of excess weight. So if you're not truly motivated by the kind of intense fear that you were dealing with, how would you recommend people make that same dramatic change that you did?
That is a fantastic question. That is an awesome question. Here it is. Here it is right here. As I said, at age 35, I was starting to notice my body changing slightly over a period of time. When I became obese, not morbidly obese, but obese, where I was more than 50 pounds overweight, let's say, or 60 or 70 or whatever number you want to put on it, and I was having to buy different clothes, and because the clothes that I was able to wear before that time, they weren't even close to fitting. And so at that point, if I would have known the truth, I would have done it. I would have done it right there. I wouldn't have waited to where I was so close to death that all God had to do was open the door and I'd have fallen in the door. Mm-hmm. And so for other people that are not going to get to the level of health problems that I had, but they are noticing that things aren't just the way they used to be. You know, things have changed, and my body's not doing what it used to do, or it has a little more pain here or there, or I'm not going to the restroom the way I used to, or whatever things they're noticing. And if they're listening to this message right now, I'm going to tell you, and when Wendy asked me what changed my life and made me heal on what I was putting in my mouth and how I did it, I will give you the answers to how I literally changed my life so that you will not have to go down the same road that I went down. I don't want anybody to go down the road I went down. And so I know I'm not the only person that knows this truth, but I can tell you, I'm the guy who found the truth. I'm the guy who lost over 200 pounds in 1 year. I'm the guy who saved his life by doing this method. And I'll tell you more about what I'm going to do in the future, but I hope I answered your question, Wendy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, before we talk about like the details of what it is that you did to lose the 200 pounds, I'm kind of curious about something. You had mentioned the other kinds of diets and plans and things that you had tried. And I'm wondering a couple of things. Why it is that fruits and vegetables worked for you and why it is that you stuck with it rather than anything else. But the second part of that is, I can't help but wonder, you know, I'm not 100% raw. It's my goal to be, 90 to 100% raw on most days. But I've gotten to this point where, you know, as an example, I came across a blog recently that was devoted to low-carb eating. And the person who created the blog had pictures of plates of, like, pork and chicken wings and...
Oh.
And hamburger covered with mayo, and then then string cheese, you know, for breakfast, and it was astounding to me, and it kind of made me nauseous, and I don't want to think of myself as becoming the kind of person who, thinks that raw is the only way to go, and everything else is wrong, and become militant in my thinking, but I'm kind of curious from your perspective as someone who is, you know, a true testament of what eating healthy can do to your body. How do you feel when you hear about, like, when Atkins, people who are still doing Atkins, even though we know, you know, there's research showing that it's not as healthy as, you know, maybe people thought it once was. And what do you think of people who, you know, just can't seem to embrace eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables?
Okay, that's a big question, and let me try to answer every bit of that. First of all, with the other methods that I tried, and I just named a couple, which is, you know, the Weight Watchers and the cabbage soup and the Nutrisystems and the South Beach and the Atkins and all the little things, all the fad things that are out there. Uh, The reason I feel that I was not getting the results with these types of intake changes, food intake changes, is because these are not, whatever combination they put it in, you know, you're supposed to eat meat on this day, or you're only supposed to have cabbage, or you're supposed to have this, these are not nutrient-rich, live food that have enzymes that allow the cells in your body to regenerate and to heal itself. And I know this now because I experienced this. And I want to say this. I have nothing against anybody that tries any type of diet or anything. I don't look down on them. I don't have anything against anybody who is running Weight Watchers or whatever. I don't have anything against them. Just like they shouldn't have anything against what I promote in the same fashion. It's just that I know the bottom line. And the bottom line is, when I try these different methods of weight loss, because that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to lose weight when I tried these other methods. I had very little, if no, results. None. But when I went ahead and started eating fresh, raw fruits and vegetables and drinking the right liquids, the results were almost instantaneous, and they have continued with very little adverse conditions. And I can talk about the adverse conditions in a little bit whenever Wendy asks me, but that's why I've kept with this. That's what drives me to do this, is I'm seeing results, and they are profound. I mean, if you look at the picture of me on my website, the before, when I was 465 pounds, and a current picture, you'll see the difference. And so that's why, Wendy.
Okay. So now here we are, almost an hour into the interview, and I'm asking you the question that probably everyone really wanted to know, and I should have asked much earlier. But tell me, first of all, what the instructions that Dan gave you to follow and how it is that you adjusted it for your own lifestyle.
Okay. There are many instructions that Dan gave me. The first set of instructions that I received from him is, he told me that he wants me to have as many salads as I possibly can and make them as large as I possibly can, and to drink as much water as I possibly can, and to have and get a juicer and juice the fruits and vegetables together. That's it. And take a walk. And those are the four items that I had on my sheet of paper that I thought, my gosh, is that it? And so, oddly enough, what I've done is he had called, and I was away from the computer, and he left a message, and I called him right back, and that's how we connected. When he called, he left a voice recording on my phone, and I have recorded that on my computer. I will never lose that recording. There is times where I play that recording again to think back where I was on that day. But I know Wendy's going to give me a chance to share this recording with everybody out there. And so, Wendy, you can put that recording in this spot, and please share that with the people so that they will understand what Dan told me to do.
Okay, let's listen to that right now, and then we'll come back with the next question.
Hey, Bill, it's Dan McDonald, the Life Regenerator on YouTube. I got your message on Facebook, man. Thanks for leaving your phone number. Man, I'm really excited for you, bro, because you found the right guy. And I know that you're the type of person that it does take direction well. And I know that once we get a chance to talk, that you're going to be well on your way to just shedding all that stuff, man. We'll get you on a program, juices, fruits, vegetables. We'll start weaning you off the junk. It usually doesn't happen overnight. Some people can do it overnight, but most people don't. There's a lot of issues that come up that need to be processed, but it looks like by your message you're ready to go, man. So give me a call. If I'm not in, leave me a message, and I'll get back to you. Okay, so call me up, man, and we'll talk. Until then, though, you know, I'm sure you've seen some of the videos, man. It's all about, like, go and order a salad, you know what I mean? And get the low-fat dressing, which most of those dressings have a lot of weird stuff in them, but it's better than, like, fried chicken and, you know what I'm saying, and burgers and stuff. So stay out of the fast food joints for now, for sure. I don't know what you got going. But start thinking salads, start in big salads, like, order three of them or whatever, whatever it takes. Because I'll order three or four salads at a restaurant, and they think, what's wrong with this guy? But I got to get filled up on the real food instead of the junk. So give me a call, dude, or Facebook me again, and maybe I can make you a video and we can help out a bunch of other people too, man. And just let me know, because I'd like to get you started. Fruits and vegetables, boom. And walking. Take a walk, all right? Breathe the fresh air. Be thankful. Okay, I'll talk to you soon, brother. Love you, man. Peace.
So you're a month in, let's say. It's, let's say, January. You've got your juicer. You've got your blender. You've probably gotten into a bit of a routine. Talk to me about that routine was like. What were you eating on a normal day?
I was waking up in the morning, and the first thing that I would put down my stomach is 32 ounces of water. That's the first thing I would do. Then I would go take care of my bathroom duties, and then I would come back into the kitchen and prepare my food for the day. I would have fruits, which would consist of oranges, apples, bananas, and then I would make a huge salad for the afternoon. And then a huge salad would be left over ready there for the nighttime, but I wouldn't have to take that salad to work because I would come home at 5. And then I brought water with me so that I would have clean water. And I experimented with the salads. I experimented with the different types of fruits. I tried to get fruits that were always in season. Where I live, there's a Whole Foods about an hour and a half away, a little less than an hour and a half, but so that's not an option because on the amount of greens that I was eating and that I'm presently eating, I'm going through a lot of greens. And the way I have to juice and stuff. And so, but I find organics when I can, and when I don't, it doesn't mean that I stop eating what I'm supposed to. Mm-hmm. I clean my vegetables and everything, very well as best I can. And I will tell you about what I'm going to do in the future to help that procedure. But basically I was having fruit, salads in the afternoon, and salads at night, in doing 32 ounces of green juice.
Were there any foods, even like, you know, beginning with salads, that you just maybe didn't like and that you had to adjust and get used to?
As I was growing up, in the way that my parents taught me, is that I really didn't have any foods that I didn't like. I was very fortunate that way. Mm-hmm. So the salads and all the things that I was trying on this journey, I've never had a problem with at all.
Okay.
I don't have an adverse condition to any of the fruits and vegetables either. There are certain things that I don't put in my juice, you know, like onions or things like that. Mm-hmm. Basically, I can put anything on the salad as long as it's, living.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the thing that I'm wondering is also, too, about the time factor. You know, one of the things when I first started researching where I'm thinking, oh, this will be great because I hate cooking anyway, and this will be so easy. But then as I got into juicing, I realized that it takes a lot of time. And I would imagine I don't eat salads, which I'm going to actually ask you about in terms of the suggestions that you would make for people who you know, are a bit more picky when it comes to food preparation and eating certain things. But I know, like, I remember watching a video that you did when you pulled out a stock pot full of salad, and I'm thinking, oh, that must have taken forever to cut up all that stuff and prepare. But what I'm kind of getting the impression of what you're saying is that, look, if you really deeply care about your health, you'll just kind of set aside your dislike of, you know, being in the kitchen and cutting and preparing, and you'll do what you have to do in order to get healthy. I mean, is that kind of the mentality that you had and something that you would, you know, recommend to other people?
Well, you know, I started finding, because I make very large salads. In fact, I will go through 3 pounds of salad a day. But I started noticing that a lot of my time was spent in the kitchen cutting and preparing and juicing and this and that, and I had to shorten that down. So what I did is I got a food processor, and that was one of the – it was very inexpensive. I think I spent $40 or $30 on it. And that was one of the best pieces of equipment that I purchased early. And even today when I made my salad, because I was out of salad, I needed to make a salad today, I'm still using that same food processor, and it saves a tremendous amount of time, And so with all the activities that I have during the day and that I've had for the last year and a half, I can't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And so I had to come up with different methods to shorten the amount of time that it takes me to clean, prepare, and fix the juices or the smoothies or the salads. But one thing I can tell you, which was amazing, is that the amount of money that I was spending before November 7th, 2010, with the calorie count of 4,000 to 6,000 calories per day, to put that down my mouth, was almost double from what I spend now. And now I'm doing anywhere from 1,800 to 2,800 calories. And so basically what I'm saying is I have cut my food bill in half, and I've increased the benefits of my food probably 100 times by eating the way I eat. So I have found a method to make it so that it is cheaper for me to live this lifestyle than it is to live the other lifestyle.
All right, that wraps up part one of the interview with Bill. In part two, Bill explains more of what he did to lose weight and save his own life. And he also gives tips and suggestions you can start using right now. Before listening to part two, check out Bill's website, rawfoodformylife.com. I will have links to Bill's site, his YouTube channel, and his Facebook page on eatsleepmove.com. And of course, you can find part two of this interview there as well.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Sleep Move podcast. Find out more by visiting eatsleepmove.com.